WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
After a month of Illinois stay-at-home order, we've had to adjust all aspects of our lives. Teleworking while teaching kids, navigating the effects of a crashing economy, all that can compound already fractured relationships. Divorce and co-parenting is stressful in any environment, but what does it look like during a pandemic? WBEZ's Carrie Shepherd talked to some people trying to figure it out.
If there's a funny divorce story, Liz and Brian Urban have it.
We had to raise our right hands, and he raised his right hand over my face accidentally. So the judge couldn't see me because Brian's hand was over my face.
Yeah, we had to take the oath, and you know, she was behind my right-hand side, and I just...
It was comical. It was comical.
Liz, by the way, works in the membership department at WBEZ. Liz and Brian were scheduled to finalize their divorce on Wednesday, March 18th. Then Cook County's chief judge closed the courts on Tuesday, March 17th.
It was like a ugh moment where you're thinking like, oh, I just want to get this done so we can check that off and move ahead. And then you're just in this holding pattern, right?
So their lawyers suggested virtual divorce proceedings. And yes, they had the same technical issues we all have. First, the judge was muted. Then Liz's video didn't work. Like Liz said, it was comical. Liz and Brian may not be your typical divorcing couple. They were living separately. But after Governor J.B. Pritzker's stay-at-home order, they decided to move back into their house together so they could be in one place with their son, Oliver.
I think having both parents there to talk about what's happening and adjusting to school at home and not seeing your friends and answering those questions, you know.
Liz and Brian both say the divorce was very amicable, and they agreed from the beginning that their son Oliver was always the priority. But living with a soon-to-be ex isn't always that easy.
You know, on the smoothness scale of divorces, ours is probably on the less smooth end.
That's Shannon, who lives in Evanston. Shannon filed for divorce in December. We're only using Shannon's first name to not affect her case. The divorce is still pending. Shannon, her husband, and two sons are all living together in what she describes as a small house. Shannon's husband was going to move out. Then the pandemic hit.
His company isn't really doing well, and he took a pay cut. So it's an odd time to make a move.
With unemployment numbers rising, workers furloughed or laid off, financial stress is heightened right now. Vincent Stark has been hearing a lot of those struggles. Stark is a family law attorney in Chicago.
They're either paying the maintenance, which was alimony, or they're paying child support or both. But now they're either on reduced income, lost incomes, things like that. So they're calling us, and our advice is you have to go to court immediately. You have to file something in court because you're not going to get a reduction in your support until you file something.
Stark says the courts are physically closed, but legal business doesn't stop, and agreements have to be met. J. Alex Jacobson spends her days getting divorcing couples to those agreements. Jacobson is a mediator who works with families on parenting and financial issues before couples get to the courtroom. She says even married parents disagree about what's best for their children. So COVID-19 presents unique obstacles for divorced parents.
Children are traveling between homes. And, you know, how are people in those respective homes following the social distancing guidelines? What are the demands of their job that may result in increased exposure?
Cook County says the pandemic cannot be used as a reason to keep a parent away from a child. Breaking the schedule requires a court order. And the governor's stay-at-home order does allow travel between parents' homes. Both Liz and Shannon say, throughout this process of uncertainty, sadness, and stress, they are finding some moments of clarity and positivity. For Shannon, it's this.
A really clear picture of who and what we want and what we're willing and not willing to accept. People are going to come out of this with so much clarity. I know I will.
Starting over can be scary, but Liz is looking forward to meeting new neighbors and making new friends at her new house.
You got to look at some light at the end of the tunnel, and I guess that's my optimistic light, you know?
Carrie Shepherd, WBEZ News.